Councillor Namare tells Studio 7 that the local authority would comply with the directive only if ordered to do so, as by the Urban Councils Act. Namare said Mutare has more than 2,000 vendors on the streets of the mountainous city, with many more in high residential suburbs. He says removing them in the absence of the alternative facilities where they can operate from will be disastrous.
Once we receive that directive, as a written directive to us, we have to comply with it as a matter of urgency. But at the present moment, yes, the minister has made numerous press statements concerning that issue, but we haven't received a formal written directive to us from the minister.
The mayor says the city's town planning department is currently working on finding alternative places to relocate the vendors, but it desperately needs partners to work with, as the local authority is struggling with financial shortages.
Currently, the process of finding the place is currently underway. So once the surveyors and the planners complete, we will exercise that program as soon as they complete that exercise.
Mr. Chombo last week announced that he wanted all cities to get rid of street vendors whom he accused of trading indiscriminately in cities and on pavements and shop entrances, inconveniencing businesses. The vendors in Harare, for example, have overrun places like First Street, with many saying the city has, as a result, lost its sunshine city status with the litter found everywhere. The minister's remarks followed Vice President Pegezele Poko's comments that the vendors were a nuisance, as able-bodied people were now into businesses he said were previously meant for the handicapped. His statement attracted a backlash from the vendors who accused this government of being responsible for the collapse of industries leading to the massive unemployment. In Mutare alone, close to 300,000 people have been rendered jobless in the past 4 years, according to a Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries report. The report states that 10 major companies closed the shop during the same period, among them Karina, Mutare Board and Paper Mills, while others such as Kane's Foods, Quest Motor Corporation are operating below full capacity. In other news from Manicaland, the 9 family members from Odis Ada Transau moved from Chiadzwa in 2010 to pave way for the government's diamond mining activities have been served with eviction orders from houses they moved into when forced out of the rich diamond area. The government now wants to offer the houses to school teachers in the area. The Kambeni family seized the teachers' houses after failing to secure adequate housing for their huge family of 12 wives and over 35 children. The diamond mining companies failed to provide enough space for the family, which contends that it had enough houses in Chiadzwa where they were forcibly moved. The summons and eviction orders were served on Monday. One of the wives, Miss Philippa Kambeni, told Studio 7 today that following the summons, the family is now in a quandary. She says they forcibly moved into houses meant for teachers after realizing that the diamond mining firm Anjin Investments were failing to keep their promise to provide a house for each of Mr. Kambeni's wives. Anjin moved the villagers from Chiadzwa to Ada Transau with the approval of the government. Ms. Pegitawa Gadza of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, who is representing the affected families, told Studio 7 on the phone she was busy preparing opposing papers ahead of the 18th of February court date. She hopes by Monday to be able to stand in court to block the evictions and to force the company to provide alternative accommodation. Lawmaker Batsirai Pemenai, who represents Mutare North constituency, which incorporates Ada Transau, could not be reached for a comment. The Minister of State for Manicaland Province, Mandi Chimene, says she has been informed of the development but was yet to visit Ada Transau. She told Studio 7 in Mutare that she was going to find out on her own what was going on. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Rueda Moyo.